from Peoria Public Radio. This is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We're here with the Peoria Symphony Orchestra's music director, George Stelluto. Their next concert is Romance, tonight at 8 p.m. at the Peoria Civic Center. George, happy Valentine's Day. Good to have you back, sweetie.
Thank you. Likewise.
Now, with this concert, you're doing something a little different than the traditional PSO concert. You've got the full orchestra, but you've also made room in the program for a Latin jazz ensemble that you've brought down from Chicago?
Yeah, I was thinking about this concert, and, you know, one of the things about Valentine's Day is it can be a big deal or it can be an intimate affair. And so we thought we'd try to combine both of those things into one concert. So at some points during the concert, you have the big orchestra feel and the big orchestra numbers, and then it will just transition into a very intimate jazz combo feel with the two singers singing some wonderful torch songs and things like that, and a little few tangos with the orchestra, and then back to a combo. So it's a really great evening, I think, of just not just entertainment, but of different feels.
I think that's a great choice because, you know, I mean, the tango is just inherently an incredibly seductive and romantic dance, and so many of the great tangos musically just have that tension in them.
Absolutely. What's funny about that is the tango is obviously from the Latin American Hispanic cultures, but it's very popular in Finland. So if you can imagine these Finns in the snow, they like two things. They like saunas and they like the tango. So
I had read that Lyndon Crist, your soloist, is actually a little nervous about doing the tango. And I wonder if you play at all amateur psychologist to assuage her and get her comfortable on stage with Ryan Lanning.
Oh, well, she's a pro, and she's a little nervous about doing something, but I have no doubt that she's going to master it. And they've actually been working with a choreographer and a dance instructor up in Chicago this whole time. And she may be a little nervous, but I think that will probably just add to the excitement of the performance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Lyndon Crist. She's the soprano soloist in the concert. You've brought her to Peoria a couple of times to perform, and she also has an opera company up in Chicago that she runs. So what is it that you like about working with her or her energy or her repertoire?
Well, I met Lyndon several years ago. She's from Metamora, actually, and I had put a call out for one of our shows, and we needed somebody to a soprano and a young soprano, and so I was put in touch with her. And she actually came up to Ravinia while I was up there, and we managed to find a place where she could sing for me. And she has a great voice and wonderful stage presence and a kind of natural sparkle about her that I really appreciated. And she did a fantastic job as our Outreach Artist of the Year 3 years ago. And she brings her entrepreneurship all over the state. She founded the Chicago Opera Playhouse. They commission a children's opera every year, and they orchestrate it for piano and four voices, and they pick up and they travel all over the state and play for children. So it's a fantastic service she does, as well as a great artistic contribution that she makes.
And I read that she likes working with you because you give her the freedom to pick and choose her own songs. So talk about the songs she's chosen.
I give her some freedom on that.
Okay, maestro.
No, she has good ideas, and, you know, usually when I'm putting a show together like this, I will contact her and Ryan, and I'll say, hey, you know, I'd like to see something like this. What songs do you suggest, or would you like to do? And so she'll come up with some of them, and then I'll say, okay, that's great, you know, but I'd also like to see maybe an Edith Piaf selection in there. And she'll, oh, that's great. So, you know, it's a kind of collaboration where, unlike, say, a regular subscription concert where, okay, I'm going to pick this symphony and this overture, and the soloist is going to do this concerto, this is a fun opportunity to do, you know, think outside the box and kind of figure out, okay, what are we going to do here? Let's see, we're going to do that with orchestra, or should we do that with a combo? That kind of stuff. So she's got some great things from Moulin Rouge that they're going to sing both as soloist and as duet. And then she's got a couple Edith Piaf songs, and Ryan's got a couple French love songs, and the combo's even going to do a solo number from their album, which is fantastic.
Can you talk a little more about that process of working with the soloist to come up with the repertoire? Like, when did you and the soloist start communicating, and How long did that process of exchanging emails and exchanging ideas
go
on?
On a big subscription concert, in the case of somebody like Olga Kern last September, you know, we'll speak 6 months out, and it will be influenced by what other concerts she has around that time period. Because if you're playing a big classical concerto or, you know, something like a Rachmaninoff concerto, you can't just switch gears and, you know, and jump to Rhapsody in Blue the next day. You have to kind of establish a kind of artistic momentum over a season. So with somebody like Olga, it will be a series of discussions that maybe happens a year to 6 months out. And she'll make some suggestions, and I'll make some suggestions, and then we'll arrive at something that she's comfortable with and that fits our programming scheme. With these kind of concerts, it's a little bit easier. I think maybe we started back in August and September trying to figure out, okay, what songs do we really want to do? What's the feel of the concert? What's the kind of narrative arc, if you will, that I want to have over the entire evening to create a certain experience for the evening? So it's a little more fluid in these cases because, you know, the songs are maybe they're 4 minutes long. So you can string together, you know, a string of pearls of these things that will create a little 15-minute moment in the concert, and then you can transition into a completely different feel. So it's a lot of fun, and the recipe is a little more complex than, say, a regular orchestra concert.
I think romance tunes are so much a part of our emotional DNA. How did you pick some of your own favorite love songs?
Well, I love Nat King Cole. There's no songs by this singer, but, you know, my father, where he grew up, he grew up only, I think, a block or so away from the home of Billy Eckstein. So he would spend time, my grandmother say, when I couldn't find him, I knew to go down to the Ecksteins because he was usually hanging out on the porch just listening. So, you know, I kind of grew up with a lot of these songs. The first time I heard Nat King Cole, I just could not believe that voice and the artistry and the artfulness of the song, of the compositions, the arrangements, and the voice. That's as good as music gets right there. So, you know, when I pick my own, I have to be careful not to be selfish and just make a concert, a collection of my favorites that I'm going to put on when I'm having a, you know, scotch in front of a fire. It's got to be something that the people that are coming are going to like for the variety and the effectiveness of it. So it's a little combination of faves and understanding what everybody likes.
It sounds like the repertoire has a nice mix of these jazz standards, some tangos, and you've also got a component of it that's drawn from the Broadway repertoire.
Yeah, there's a little Moulin Rouge in there. There's some Michel Legrand selections. You know, what these kind of songs, these love songs, whether they come from other cultures or from the American culture, I mean, there's a whole sophisticated set of arrangers that have done these things. And, you know, I play it. Only ever in my life did I play two Las Vegas shows. One was Frank Sinatra Jr. and one was Family Guy Does Las Vegas. And that was for a comedy festival. But I wanted to play the Frank Sinatra Jr. show as a violinist because I wanted to play all those arrangements by Nelson Riddle, Michel Legrand, all those great, great, sophisticated orchestrations. And you know, they're as highbrow as Ravel and Debussy in many ways, because they really knew how to get the desired emotional response from you, from the color of the orchestrations.
I wonder if the fact that Valentine's Day falls on a Friday night, that had some bearing when you and the board talked about having this concert. If it were a Tuesday night, maybe not so much, because this is almost a date night.
Yeah, we lucked out on those dates. You know, we like to do it on the 14th. I think two years ago? Did we have Jade Simmons? Was it last year? I think she was here last year. And that happened to fall on February 9th, I think, instead of the 14th because it was in the middle of the week. So, you know, you got to figure out, are people going to go out on a Wednesday night in the middle of the week, or are they going to save it for the weekend before or the weekend after? So we lucked out, basically, is that the 14th fell on a date night.
I think it'd be nice to have somebody say, I fell in love and asked my girl to marry me that night, and for the rest of time, they're going to remember that.
That's right.
Peoria Symphony Orchestra event.
Yeah, and the Greg Duncan, there'll be mementos there for sale. Greg Duncan's ensemble has its CD for sale. So if you're a guy and you're in the doghouse, this is a perfect evening event to take somebody to get out of the doghouse, so to speak.
Well, and one way you've incorporated that into the concert is you've given people an opportunity to insert, you know, personalized Valentine's mm-hmm. messages into the program. That's kind of a clever idea to tie
right.
into the...
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun to be able to do stuff like that. And, you know, it brings people in more to that intimate side of things. You know, it's easy to go to a big orchestra concert and just sit and clap, but, you know, you open up a program, you see a note to yourself. That's kind of cool. We have a raffle that we're offering for a gift certificate to a jeweler. We haven't quite gotten to the point where somebody proposes to somebody on stage, but that's not something you can really fake. Although if they say no, I guess your evening's kind of shot. But
maybe you'll hear something over intermission.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That song struck me. I'm masking her tonight.
That's right. Yeah, but you know, we have had people in the past. There was a couple that actually was supposed to come to our first Valentine's Day concert, and the husband ended up suffering from a brain aneurysm and couldn't come. A really serious deal. And the wife wrote to me, and she said, you know, we're so sorry we couldn't come. My husband proposed to me at the PSO, at a PSO symphony concert. It really was going to be a special night for us. And, you know, what was great about it was he recovered and he was able to join us for a subsequent concert. And so, you know, we made sure we met them and everything. So that's a real wonderful story when you can have that kind of happy ending with that. But yeah, somebody, he proposed to her at a symphony concert.
George Stiluto is the music director of the Peoria Symphony Orchestra. Their next concert with soloists Lyndon Crist and Ryan Lanning is tonight at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. George, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Nathan, the Concordia String Trio presents a free concert at 3 p.m. this Sunday at Dingledine Music Center. Marcia Henry Liebenau, Leslie Perna, and Karen Becker are celebrating the 14th anniversary of the trio's debut in Peoria by performing the works of Franz Schubert along with some other composers. Plan to stop on by.
And the Peoria Public Library is honoring Black History Month by showing the film Ruby Bridges tomorrow afternoon at 3 at the McClure Branch. That film tells the story of the first African-American student to integrate the public schools in New Orleans back in 1960. Next Saturday, they're presenting 42. That's based on the life of Jackie Robinson.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Stephanie Sobey. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.